This is Ron Stutz, and I have Tar Heel legend Phil Ford on the line now. And Phil, when I think Carolina basketball, you're the first face that comes to my mind.
That's because you're old, Ron.
But seriously, I know you're humble and you would never admit to this, but you may be the most popular Carolina basketball player of all time.
That's nice of you to say.
Well, you've given us a whole lot of memories over the years, and certainly, you know, when we're doing anything having to do with Carolina basketball, but particularly when it comes to the NCAA tournament and the Final Four, I had to get in touch with you to get your thoughts on it. So I know that you have lots of memories packed away in your head from the Final Four.
Well, first, as a player in 1977, we lost to Marquette. Believe it or not, that's the only game in my entire career that I still have nightmares about.
Mm-hmm.
We beat some pretty good teams to play Marquette and just couldn't pull it out at the end. You know, and you have to give Marquette credit for the job that they did. They just played better than we did that evening. But I was a part of 6 Final Fours as a coach. And I tell you, that Final Four had changed completely when I came back as a coach. It wasn't your dad's Final Four. It had turned into a big show. It's just unbelievable, the tension and the people, where the games even played. When I played in the Final Four, we played in the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia. Now the Final Fours are played in big football stadiums because of, you know, the ticket sales. So I think it caps off a tournament which is probably the strongest 3 weeks in sports in the United States as far as interest is concerned, and with the Final Four teams. And this year, you know, I think any one of those teams are capable of winning it all. You know, I think everybody knows where my heart lies and, you know, who I'll be pulling for, but it should be an exciting tournament.
Well, back in those days, Phil, when you were a player, there was a lot of pressure to just get into the NCAA tournament. You had to win the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament in order to get there, and then to get to the Final Four was another accomplishment altogether. But I have to say that in 1977, you guys beat UNLV, the Running Rebels, 84-83 in the semifinals, but a big loss was that injury to you with your hyperextended elbow. You got hurt against Notre Dame leading up to that, and I know you probably still have nightmares about that.
Well, I mean, you can't put it on that. I mean, my elbow was hyperextended. Walter Davis's finger was broken. Tom Legard wasn't even dressing out because he had a knee injury and had an operation on his knee.
You guys were like the walking wounded that season.
Yeah, but I think you just have to give Coach Smith credit for you getting us that far.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe, you know, you think about it, you look at the teams that we had to beat, but we had to go through that season to make it to the Final Four. But we played some pretty good teams. You know, we played Purdue, Notre Dame, Kentucky, and I've always said University of Nevada, Las Vegas, they were averaging close to 110 without the three-point shot. You know, I've always said that's one of the best college teams I've ever seen, and we beat them, and I just couldn't pull it out against Marquette. But, you know, it was very exciting, and what a great run. And I remember having a shot from the baseline, and, you know, it kind of rimmed out. I think it would have put us up 3 or 4 or something, and we may could have played 4 corners, but I make it sometimes now my dreams. Sometimes I still miss it. So.
Well, at least you get a chance to do it over.
You.
Even if it doesn't count, you can get a chance to do it over sometimes. Well, there's such a heartbreaking feeling, I guess, when you get that far and then you can't quite climb all the way over the mountain. And that certainly made everybody more resolute, more determined to do better. Carolina finally got back to the Final Four again in 81. And they lost it in the championship game again. And there was all this talk about how Dean Smith can't win the big one and all that business that we all know about. And finally,
you have to win a whole lot of little ones to get to that big one.
Oh, exactly right. And then that 82 team finally won it all for Coach Smith, and it was just wonderful to finally get his first national championship.
Yeah, it was. You know, what a great team. You know, you think about Michael as a freshman, and Sam Perkins and James Worthy, and, you know, I've got some friends that the point guard that they envy more than any point guard in the history of basketball is Jimmy Black, because his third option was called Michael Jordan. So, that's not a pretty bad team, you know.
You remember that song by Martha and the Vandellas, Jimmy Mack, When Are You Coming Back?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that yeah. song we all used to sing, Jimmy yeah. Black, When Are You Coming Back?
That's right.
Well, I know that you have a lot of memories as a coach as well of the NCAA Final Four.
Oh, yeah, and I guess the best memory is in New Orleans in 93 when we beat Michigan for the title. You know, that was an extraordinary team. You know, I'm not sure one-on-one, no player for player, we were quite as good as Michigan, but as far as a team and with Coach Smith, you know, we were able to pull out a really close victory against a very good team. You know, the Fab Five guys, they were talented.
Phil, when you watch Carolina play basketball these days, and you watch him during a season like this season where it's kind of all come together here at the end, Bryce Johnson playing so well, Marcus Page seems to have recovered his shooting touch, and, you know, everything seems to be coming together right now. What are your thoughts going into the Final Four?
Well, number one, when I watch us play, I'm a nervous wreck. You know, I mean, I have no idea how I ever made a free throw at the end of a game. You know, I'm pulling so hard for us. But I think you have to give Coach Williams credit.
Yeah.
For this. I mean, we could have easily, you know, folded or gone in the tank. But, you know, somehow Coach Williams kept them positive, kept them not getting down on themselves, not listening to what people were saying, and, you know, not the naysayers. And, you know, they hung in there and worked through some tough adversity. And, you know, I mean, I think it's funny, even where I sit at the game, sometimes I hear people talking. And you think about it, Roy, Coach Williams probably knows more basketball than 99.9% of the people on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's seen this team play more than any man on the face of the earth. And you got guys that watch him 4 hours a week, including commercials, knows what's better for his team than he does. You know, so I guess that's the price you pay for being the coach in North Carolina. But, you know, this is a good team. And, you know, they hung in there, and you know, they deserve all the best. You know, I'll be pulling as hard for this team as I've ever pulled for anything, that's for sure.
Well, of course, Carolina taking on Syracuse in the semifinal round. And on the other side, we got Oklahoma and Villanova. What are your thoughts on how those two games are going to shake out?
Well, the thing is, I'm not sure. This is one of those Final Fours of Syracuse or Oklahoma or Villanova. Obviously, to reach the Final Four, they have to be playing well. But if any one of those, you know, any team win, I don't think you can call it really an upset, because the way these teams are playing now, I don't think that it would be surprising. You know, I mean, we've played Syracuse a couple times. You know, sometimes that's bad, but sometimes it's good. You know, in a way, I'm kind of happy that we played Syracuse, because to me, the two things you can't simulate in practice, number one, you can't simulate press offense. You know, the time on the clock, 20 million people looking at you, the score, the people yelling and screaming. And you can't simulate the athleticism that Syracuse uses in their zone and run it as well as they do. But for us to have seen it a couple of times and not this is our first time seeing it, I think that could be an advantage. But, you know, it's going to be a hard-fought game. I don't think it's going to be any blowouts in any of these games this weekend. And I just think it's going to cap an exciting NCAA tournament. I do know this. If your bracket was good this year, you shouldn't tell anybody, because you know nothing about basketball.
Well, you know what Coach Smith used to say? It's really hard to beat the same team three times in one season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But on the other hand, I'm kind of glad that we've seen that zone, because they are so athletic, and they do it all the time. And by doing something all the time, you're really good at it. You know your slides, you know your reads, you know your rotations. And when you put those big old long athletes down in there, you know, it makes it very difficult. So I am happy that we've seen that before.
Sort of like the old four corners. You ran it all the time, and you were really good at it, Phil.
I just did what Coach said.
Well, Phil, I want to say thanks for sharing your thoughts on the Final Four and Carolina's hope to win it all. And I want to say also that you're doing a lot of wonderful stuff these days with the Phil Ford Foundation. And every time I turn around, you are involved in some kind of a charitable event or organization helping somebody, whether it be Save the Fox and that campaign for Carl Fox or whatever it is. And you always use your good name to further good causes and to help people, and we appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate it, Ron John. You know, you've always been special to me since high school.
Well, if I hear anybody yell Ron John, I know it's Phil before I even look around.
Hey, man,
you and I go back a long way.
Yep, that's right.
It's been fun. But enjoy the weekend, Phil.
All right, thanks. Good talking to you.
And go Heels.
I hear you.
That is the legendary Phil Ford on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.